get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the show. It's one of my favorite times of the day when we talk about real estate opportunities, strategies, and building wealth for you, the listener. I know you've been tuning in over the last maybe a year and 2 months that we've been doing Think Realty Radio. Certainly appreciate your continued support, and I hope really at the end of the day that you're learning something from all of this and that you've bought properties or you're stepping into a residential space or a commercial space or whatever fits your fancy as a real estate investor. My job is really to ask all the fun, tough questions to all my guests who have to handle my fun, tough questions. So you have the benefit of the information that they can provide. And then, of course, getting in touch with them directly. My guest today, her name is Alice Seal. She understands retail and commercial real estate investing very well. So for those of you that are interested in this space, we get to have a conversation with Alice. Alice, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. It just so happens that I've been in commercial real estate for over 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't sell residential. I started because I was working for Eastman Kodak in sales, and we were having a huge boom of real estate in the at that point. And I thought all my friends were making all this money. I thought, you know what? They're no smarter than I am. I'm just going to get out there and do it. So I networked, and that was a time where women were not as prevalent in the industry as they are today. In fact, I was with a firm, and I was one of 100 men. So I still have some scratches and some bruises from all those experiences, but they've healed.
Hey, what doesn't kill you makes us stronger, right?
Yes, that's true. My philosophy for real estate is that it's always it's a great industry for women, because women, we have to have flexibility in our careers, and this gives you the flexibility and the income that you need in case you're single or you're divorced or what happens that if you're, you know, all of the above, and then you have your parents to take care of. So it allows the flexibility to take care of family, to take care of yourself, and then also to create wealth. And that's sometimes people are afraid to say it.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say it.
No, I think it's great. I think it's all great. I think at the end of the day, and I say that a lot, like wealth creation starts, well, really should start with real estate as its foundation, right?
Yes, very much so.
You have a business that, and many of you listening, I mean, you have a business, you're successful business owners and entrepreneurs, and you're building the business for cash flow, for lifestyle, right? Like that's why you build a business, for lifestyle.
Right.
You buy real estate for wealth.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And I'll give you a couple examples of how that I like to see people. What I always recommend is,
yeah, go for it.
People are always very hesitant to think, oh, I can't get into, you know, commercial because, oh, it's just, there's just so many things I don't know. Well, you know what? It's just like eating an elephant, one bite at a time. For my own personal interest of buying real estate, I look at markets. Like in the Dallas market, we have areas. Well, let's just say, for example, there's a very popular area on the other side of the World Trade Center building off of Stemmons Freeway. Mm-hmm. And at one time, this was an industrial area where they had railroads and manufacturers had their buildings there. And actually, trains would come up the back so they could, you know, load and unload their goods. So that was many, many years ago. But what has happened in the meantime is the city has grown to the point where these small buildings have become very valuable. And over the last couple years, in the last couple of years, they've been very valuable, but it allowed a small owner, like if you were to have one of these buildings and you had your business there, it allowed you to create wealth for retirement or to use that equity in your building to pursue other purchases. And like today, a lot of those buildings are, this is an area it's the Dallas Design Center, and they're building apartments now over there. There's retail going on in high-end design. And then we just recently, we're getting ready to open the Virgin Hotel. So it's a matter of when you look at something, think about what this property could be in 25 to 30 years, the market and how it grows. And another thing I always look at, when I'm in an area in Dallas, I look at where the freeways are located. And usually those small houses that are on the freeways, they're excellent investments because, number one, they're great office spaces. And what you hope is that some large developer will come by and buy the entire street or whatever for a large office building. So I've always specialized in retail because, I like the sizzle of retail. And as we all know, the retail market is changing drastically, but it's a good thing. I know there's been a lot of talk about, is the retail going away? Well, it's not. It's changing, and we're changing the way we shop. I think one of the biggest things that we're seeing right now in retail that just came out was that we have to have an experience. When we go shopping, it has to be convenient, and it has to have the amenities of restaurants, shops, and entertainment.
Interesting. How is that? Is that then changing how the interiors of some of these?
Yes. They definitely has been changed the interiors of the way we shop. It's more, first of all, when people eat, they have a tendency to do crossover shopping. And that's real important with a landlord who's planning a center that they have, you know, the restaurants. Now they have the office, so people work there and they live there in apartments and they, you know, they shop there. So it becomes its own community. And this has really become very prevalent in the Dallas market. We continue to have a lot of corporate headquarters relocate to this market. In fact, one of the largest ones has been Toyota.
That's right.
And that's exactly what they've done in this market. They have created what I call a mini city in that they have office, they have apartments, restaurants, and shopping. And then, and it's really a wonderful opportunity. One of the reasons that things are changing is that we are looking at changing the way we shop. I know I do. I don't shop as much, but I still shop.
I'm a huge online shopper, so maybe we can talk about that and its impact on commercial real estate and retail real estate when we come back.
Okay.
So we got to go to break. You want to get in touch with Alice Seal? Do it. Super easy. SealRealtyAdvisors.com. That's Seal with an E, RealtyAdvisors.com. Have questions for me, go to ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Click on the box on the right side, fill in your question, ask it, and I'll answer it right here on Think Realty Radio. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages. We'll be right back. Attention real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Don't miss the Real Estate Note event of the year. The Paper Source Note Symposium is 3 days of learning and networking with the most experienced note investors on the planet. Discover how to buy non-performing and other real estate notes. Meet keynote speaker Eddie Wilson, president of Think Realty Radio, at the Paper Source Note Symposium, April 11th through the 13th in Las Vegas. Visit papersourceseminars.com right now and enter the discount code ThinkRealty for $50 off your ticket. That's papersourceseminars.com.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit aaplonline.com today.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, we're back. My name is Avi Golhar, the host of Think Realty Radio. My guest today is Alice Seal with Seal Realty Advisors. Check her out, sealrealtyadvisors.com. Alice, before the break, we were talking about some of the trends in the retail space and how the interiors are changing to give us more of an experience. And then I talked a little bit about my fad with like online shopping. I love the online shop. I think Amazon and, you know, Banana Republic and all these places there. It's great. I can go online. I can hit select all in my extra small slim fits and just go ahead and hit buy and have it delivered to my doorstep. But when I do go out with my wife, we'll go to Nordstrom or whatever, and we love the experience that we get there.
Right.
Talk to that a little more and help me understand some of these trends that are now developing in both the retail and commercial areas.
Well, first of all, online, it's been proven that you really have to have a combination of bricks and mortars and online. What's going to happen is that we're going to not have as many stores because of online, but we're still going to have, because people still want the experience. For an example, in Dallas, there is a it's a cosmetic company called Glossier, and it's out of London. Well, they have a lot of people who buy their products online. So this time last year, they leased out a building in the middle of their where their customers live just for a month, just to touch, just to have that feel so they could come into the store. And then we also, that's one of the reasons why a lot of stores, I want to say Planet Blue, which is a group out of California, and they have about 20 stores out there, their online business was telling them where they could go or where their customer was. And it's a combination these days. People shop online, and then they still like to go to the stores. You know, they have events now. And all kinds of, you know, activities, but it's definitely a combination.
Gotcha. I'm a huge fan of the combination too. Do you feel like there's going to be a point in time where, let's say, I walk into Macy's, and I'm not going to see a whole lot of clothing on the racks. I mean, I'll see just a couple of hand-selected items, and then there is going to be a wine tasting with a DJ.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Is that where it's all headed to? I read an article about
this. Yeah, you know what?
Somewhere.
The customer wants to feel like they're having a good time. And also, technology is making a huge difference on the way we shop and the way we go to the dressing room and undress or don't undress. They can now have, I know Saks has scans. They can just scan your body and they can tell you how a dress is going to work on you or not.
Oh, wow.
So technology is playing a huge part in our retail revolution.
So I think technology, too, is super is a super important part of the overall equation. I know if I want to get fitted for a suit, for example, there's a complete head-to-toe body scanner for me.
Right.
And
exactly.
You know, and it'll say, okay, your shoulders are kind of weird and you're shorter than the average human being. So
right.
You have to have a custom suit. And so you might want to try any one of these vendors, or here's
exactly
a way to create a custom suit. So in terms of all of these changes, what should one keep in mind as an investor looking at, say, acquiring a commercial piece of property that may be multi-tenanted, maybe a triple net lease, or a property that has some retail in it?
Well, you have to have visibility. And it has to be accessible, because if you can't get to it and you can't see it, that's not a good investment. And I'll tell you, one of the tenants that has done probably the best job of all of going from online and then mixing going into like malls and in neighborhoods is Warby Parker.
Yep.
And have bought, and here again, it's a market in the that I'm familiar with in the Dallas market, where in the 1920s these were actually homes where people lived in, and they, you know, then they passed the homes on to their second generations and possibly third generations, but with the growth, what has happened, a lot of these cottage type homes are now retail buildings, and it's nice because they have freestanding and they have their own parking lots. It's in an area of Dallas called Henderson Avenue.
I'm gonna have to check it out the next time I'm in town. But you're right about Warby Parker. You're right about Warby Parker. They've done a really good job in blending together different feels. Because I know, like, whenever I walk in, all my glasses are from Warby Parker.
Oh, they are.
I love them.
Yeah.
And whenever I walk in, I feel like it's an experience that's curated and done intentionally on purpose. And I think that's really neat. What are some lessons that, if there's a retailer listening or somebody that's looking at going into the retail business, some lessons that they can learn from some of these trends that you're finding in the space?
Well, you have to look at where you're going to have your retail store as a long-term investment. And that's how you negotiate either your lease or if you have the opportunity to buy it. But if you're going to lease, most people I recommend lease. Always have included in your lease that you have the first right to buy the property. So if the owner wants to sell it, you have that first opportunity to buy that property.
Mm.
And then on the other side, I work with a lot of people who having a retail store is their long-time goal. It's their dream. And I just ran across a group, and they were so well prepared. I was so thrilled to be working with these people because they knew the industry. They knew all about the pro formas. And what they needed from me is to help them make sure that their lease was such that they could operate their store and it be profitable by rental rates, cams and make sure that they were covered from anything that the landlord, you know, if the landlord would either sell the building or if he would want to relocate them.
Oh, interesting. So when it comes to understanding, we've got to go to break in a second, but when it comes to understanding kind of working with landlords as a potential tenant, these are some gold nuggets that I think you can touch on as well.
Yes, I'd be happy to.
Awesome. Because from an investor's perspective, I think understanding that play between landlord and tenant would be very, very useful. So we got to go to break. What's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you?
Area code 972-387-8002 or a SEAL, S-E-A-L-E, at SEALRealtyAdvisors.com.
Awesome. And that's your website too, SEALRealtyAdvisors.com. Awesome. So we're going to break. If you have any questions for me, super easy. Just thinkrealtyradio.com. We have a magazine as well. It's called Think Realty Magazine. You can pick it up in Barnes & Noble nationwide. So make sure that you pick up a copy. Read all about the latest news, the trends, the investing strategies that you can really pick up and utilize and run with right now, either in the residential, commercial, or retail space. And so you can really build that wealth that Alice is talking about here on the show today. So we got to go to break. More with Alice when we come back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? RentFacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, RentFacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how RentFacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RentFactsPro.com. RentFactsPro.com.
Savvy investors make use of smart savings. Think Realty Radio listeners, you have the opportunity to save smart with Sherwin-Williams Paint. Sign up for your free Think Realty membership now and activate discounts to save up to 50% off of select Sherwin-Williams Paint. Rehabbers, investors, property managers, this is your opportunity to save big for your next project. Start saving up to 50% now. Go to thinkrealty.com/paint and then click discounts.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
We're back, Think Realty Nation. It's Abhi Golhar, your host for Think Realty Radio. My guest today is Alice SEAL with SEALRealtyAdvisors.com. S-E-A-L-E, RealtyAdvisors.com. We've been talking about trends in the retail and commercial real estate space and the basics you need to know to really be that better investor. Now, Alice, quick question for you. Based on our conversation, it doesn't mean that retail is just going away and it's over, right? It's just that things have to be tweaked and changed for the person that needs the experience, which is you, the consumer.
Right. That is totally correct.
Okay. So if I'm buying a commercial space and it has a retail tenant, I don't need to freak out that it's not going to be there or I'm not going to get some type of return because retail is going away.
That's correct. But let me put my landlord hat on for a moment.
Okay.
As a landlord, when you're purchasing a building, it's very important when you're looking at different tenants that they have an understanding of what they're going to be doing. And most people ask for a business plan, but you know what? A lot of these people, and with their first business, they actually do a better job of verbally telling you what they want to do and why. It's the who, what, when, where, and why of you want to know exactly what they're doing. And as a landlord, it's your property at that point. Let's just say you've already bought it, and you have to protect your building. So, and you have to make sure your credit is your tenant is going to be credit worthy. And you sign up for a definite, length of term, and you control everything that goes on in the inside of that space with things like the exclusives or the permitted use. And if you're a landlord in the retail, the taxes on the property and the common area maintenance are all, go back to the tenant, so they pay for that. Not only the rent, but they pay for the taxes and the insurance and the common area maintenance. Now, all of that is negotiable, but as an investor, it's a great opportunity for someone to pay your taxes, your insurance, and your common area maintenance on your building.
So where can I find these opportunities? Because that sounds great. That sounds like
it's
pretty much on autopilot.
It is. A lot of it depends upon who you decide to be your tenant. That's the most important decision you'll have to make. And then you go to your lease, and then that's when all those details are sorted out, and you need an attorney and you need a real estate person to guide you through that process. But let's take the flip side. Let's just say that you're a tenant. Or you want to be the tenant, and your dream has always been to have a retail store. And so you go to Mr. Landlord and you say, I'd like to rent your property. And that's when you have to know what the surrounding market is for rental rates. And for things like, who's in charge of the HVAC? Okay, if it's the common area, in Dallas, we don't have a big use for snow removal. So make sure, and in your common area maintenance language, make sure you can cross out snow removal. And I always recommend that you limit the amount that the landlord can bill you. It's usually a percentage figure. And even on the rent, even though a market rent, you have to be able to have a pro forma of what it's going to take for you to be successful. Because if you're not successful, you're going to go out of business. And that's the worst thing for our landlord.
It has to be
a workable relationship.
How does one create that? Because sometimes in this space, I understand landlords can get super headstrong. Tenants sometimes can get super headstrong, especially if there's no give and take. How do you create that give and take, warm, fuzzy feeling when you're negotiating that lease?
Oh gosh, that's the $1 million question. I kind of look at it like this: we're either going to work or not work, and we have to see both sides of the issue. But, on the flip side of that, if you're Louis Vuitton, there's not going to be a lot of negotiation. They're going to get what they want. To go back to the smaller tenants, it has to be something that you can sit down and talk about. And if it doesn't, if you think if you can't live with this, this is somebody you're going to live with for the next 3 to 5 years. You don't have to spend holidays with him.
Right.
But, you're going to have to live with them. So it's that type of relationship.
So make sure that you choose the relationship wisely. Make sure that communication on all fronts is nice and super, super clear.
And a good attorney to help you with your lease.
Yes, exactly.
On both ends.
Exactly. And Alice in my life, because that's, you know, she's going to help me kind of navigate these waters too. So that's super, super important. Who wins and who loses this year in retail and commercial?
Well, you know, the big boxes are having some problems right now. The people that are winning, for the first time in retail, people have a choice. And when I talk about that, it's more social issues. Like, if you have a store and it's not, like, vegan-friendly, it's fur, all of a sudden people have a real choice on whether they go in or whether they shop. Before, it hasn't been a big deal, but all of a sudden social issues have become very important.
And I think if you are catering to that and you have awareness around it, it just becomes easier to win customers over. And
you take a look at
even like the Honest Company, they're doing great work. Even Warby Parker, right? You buy a pair of glasses and they give away a pair. Tom, same thing. You buy a pair of shoes and they give a pair of shoes away. So there are a lot of these initiatives where you have organizations going into marketplaces, disrupting them, and then also saying, "Hey, we're the advocate for change." And it can be done in a right way. In terms of where you feel the market is going to be, the commercial retail market is going to be for the balance of this year, would you say it's going to be in a good place? Do you think that we're getting ready for a little bit of a correction in Dallas, Texas? Generally, what are your thoughts there?
Well, you know, in Dallas, we've been very fortunate with all of our corporate moves. And it's still growing, and our office is growing. So as long as that happens and people stay employed, they will buy. And that's the most important thing, is employment. And, you know, that in Dallas is the employment, and that we have a growing economy because of these corporate relocations.
Yeah. I heard Texas has a lot of folks moving out of California and into the state of Texas, right?
Yeah. Like that's... Well, we don't have income taxes.
Oh, well, you know, now I'm moving to Texas.
You know,
jeez. It's like there you go.
Yeah, our property taxes are a little higher, but we don't have income taxes. And the price of someone buying a home in Dallas versus California, they come here and you know, they can buy 2 to 3 times what they had in California with the same amount of money.
Well, hello, Dallas, Texas. All right, we got to go to break.
Really.
We'll start talking a little bit. I want to finish the market conversation. I think that's going to be important. So I want to get Alice's thoughts on what she does to stay current with market development and trends. And then, of course, what else is going on in 2019, going into 2020 that we need to be aware of in the retail commercial space. So get in touch with Alice. Go to SEALRealtyAdvisors.com. That's SEAL, SEALE, RealtyAdvisors.com. Have questions for me, ThinkRealtyRadio.com is where I live. And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages. Attention, real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find,
renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. We're back for the last segment of Think Realty Radio. Now, I know you're going to miss the radio show when you're not listening to it, but that's okay. You can get a whole dose of Think Realty Radio. Just go to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can also pick up a copy of our print magazine called Think Realty Magazine at Barnes and Noble. All right. That being said, my guest today is Alice Seal from SealRealtyAdvisors.com. That's S-E-A-L-E, RealtyAdvisors.com. She stepped on the air with us. And we've been talking about retail and commercial real estate trends that you need to know to be a successful investor. Now, Alice, we've got to close out the show here probably in the next 8 minutes or so. So all the gold nuggets from you, as many insights as possible, that'd be helpful. Let's start with a question. Which retailers are your favorite and why?
Well, I'm a little prejudiced in this area. First of all, my daughter-in-law, who has six retail stores in Dallas and in Houston, stores that are located in Dallas, Houston, in the Crested Butte market. And she was like someone, she went to college, she had a CPA degree, worked for one of the big five firms, and just wasn't happy. And just said one day, I want to open up a retail store. And she did that. And thank goodness that she had a sense for numbers, because she's very successful. But at the same time, it takes a lot of work. And her stores are in the Dallas market. It's located on Henderson and 75. And then another concept she has is located in Dallas at Rome, which is at the Preston Royal Market. And the Preston Royal Market in the Dallas area is incredible because it's right in the heart of Preston Hollow. And the shopping centers are a great mix of food and restaurants and fashion and even service areas. So their thinking, which I totally agree with the developer, is that you go to that shopping center, whether it's for coffee in the morning, for lunch, to meet somebody, or just a shop, or to go to the little, you know, convenience store, or to go pick up something from Eatsy's. But that's what really makes good retail at this point in Dallas, Texas.
Gotcha. Now, are these trends that are unique to Dallas? Are they being carried, say, forward from other cities, and now it's kind of a hybrid strategy that retailers are using in Dallas?
Well, you know what? Dallas has always had a lot of retail. You know, we love to shop in Texas. So in most, you know, like in some markets that are very dense, it's a little harder to have are to because of just the limited amount of commercial space. Or in the flip side, if you were to go to a Midwest city, you just wouldn't have the population or the density of wealth. So that's the kind of things that make a difference in retail. It's all about density and money and the, it really is density and money.
So as an investor, if I want to make my mark in the retail space, how do I do that?
You call me, Alice Seal.
Of course.
Well, first of all, become knowledgeable on the market, per se, and look and drive around and look at the different areas that you would like, think you might want to invest in, and ask questions. Get a real estate broker who can really help you through all your questions and also protect you from making bad decisions.
What type of bad decisions have you seen made with both retail and commercial investment? Were they just a lack of due diligence related? Was it just wrong market, wrong time, wrong product, wrong service?
You know, a lot of people want the cheapest thing they can get as far as rent. Well, sometimes that's just not the best idea. You need to have a space or a retail presence where, you know, your product is going to fit into the demographics of that area, where your customer's going to be seen, mm-hmm. and how easy it is to get to your to the store or to your retail building.
And so sometimes the cost, I get that, right? Because cost can, though, sometimes be a little bit of an issue, especially if I'm just starting out as a retailer, somebody that's looking at space and saying, okay, well, am I going to have enough revenue to cover? What are some of the benefits of paying a little more for space, though, to help me overcome that challenge?
Well, first of all, you have to have a pro forma and projection of sales.
Okay.
To know if how far first of all, you have to know what your break even is, and then you have to get an idea of, you know, what is my little margin that I can go either way,
mm-hmm.
Go up in rent or go down in rent to be profitable, because it is all about profitability. That's why you need a professional to help you through that.
Yeah, and I think when we look at putting people on our team, a real estate attorney, obviously, need one of those.
Right.
You need Al Seal. You
uh-huh.
also need a good broker to help you out.
Well, I am a real estate broker. And
then you just call Alice. Even better.
Yes, just call me.
I'm
a boutique firm.
There you go. So I think from a large, say, commercial real estate perspective, if I'm somebody interested in purchasing multi-tenanted buildings in Dallas, what areas are coming up that I need to be focused on? Do you have any specific either neighborhood recommendations, community recommendations that I should be taking a look at, those that are hot now versus those that will be hot, say, in 3, 5, 6, 7 years?
You know, I always say when it's hot, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
So what I always prefer doing for a client that wants to make an investment, talk to your banks to see if they have some foreclosures, because it's always easy to add value to a property than to pay too much for a property.
Yes.
And look at the type of creditworthiness of the tenants, which is always very important. And probably the last one is, you know, it's still the real estate market is not regulated by the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
So you always hear rumors of somebody that's wanting to buy, or particularly when families have had properties for a long time and the second generation comes along and the third generation comes along, and they could care less about that property. They just want the money and get out. So it's a knowledge base that you have to develop.
What are some of the resources that you tap into as a broker to get the latest happenings, latest market intel in Dallas? Do you visit, say, the Chamber of Commerce? Do you sit down with those amazing guys and gals and say, hey, what are the plans? What's going on? The city development, the planning committee, for example, they always have some insight into what's happening in the future.
Well, I drill down a lot farther. My plan of attack on something like that is always I reach out to the retail community and have lunch with someone. And in fact, on an annual basis, I have a retail luncheon for the women in the market in retail, brokers, developers, investors, or landlords' representatives. So, and I'm a part of several groups. So that's probably some of the best information that you can have. And you have to kind of find your own tribe. And I have a good tribe. Friends that I've known in the industry for, you know, 20, 25 years and have made those relationships with. And it's a networking thing.
That's
all
right.
The time. It's a networking thing. And usually in Dallas on Thursday nights, there's some type of opening. And, you know, I'm out. I'm working the crowd, so they say.
No, I love it. And it's definitely a networking thing. I mean, at the end of the day, your net worth is determined by your network. And
yes,
I couldn't put it any better than the way that you just said it, Alice. And what a way to end the show. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with me. I appreciate it. All right, get in touch with Alice Seal, SealRealtyAdvisors.com. Have questions for me, go to ThinkRealtyRadio.com. And until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.